with Selena Green this morning. Well, speaking of legendary and great musicians, of course, for many of them, their careers began by being exposed to music at a young age. Did you do a music program at school, perhaps learn an instrument? It's a great life skill. It teaches students, well, a lot more about life, about sticking to things and working hard to achieve something. But we know that specialist music teachers are a bit thin on the ground. You're about to hear about a program that is providing a regional artist in residence model with some help, providing musician teaching and upskilling generalist classroom teachers in the field of music. It's called The Song Room, and it's already been rolled out across a number of schools in the southeast in recent years. It's been expanded this year to another 10 sites in the region, including preschools and including the McKay Children's Centre, where the director is Kylie Tull. Good morning to you.
Hi, Selena. Thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure. So tell us about The Song Room. What is it?
Well, The Song Room program is an arts education organisation, and they work in partnership with education providers and communities so that we can provide evidence-based music and arts learning programs. So for us at our centre, this means that through the program, we are able to have access to a skilled teaching artist who's there to mentor and support and work alongside our educators to help develop their skills and confidence in teaching music education so that we can embed that into our learning program.
And why was something that the centre was really keen to have that, embed that music education within the centre?
I think there are just so many benefits to music education. And we've been on this journey for a little while where we've been really wanting to build children's literacy, and phonological awareness is a great foundational part. That's sort of where literacy development begins, and music is a wonderful way for supporting that. So that's kind of been our improvement direction as a site, and the Song Room program has just fit perfectly into helping us work towards that goal.
Yeah, as I was saying before, I mean, there's so much more to including music and learning music than just learning an instrument. I imagine it's a lot of fun for everyone involved as well.
It's so much fun. And there's a lovely little quote from one of our sort of people out there that we look to as very inspiring is Dr. Anita Collins. And she's an award-winning educator and researcher, and she's done a lot of stuff in the field of brain development and music learning. And so she says that the effect of music is like fireworks going off in the brain, and that no other activity has been seen to have such an effect on the whole brain. Music is a whole brain workout. And so I just love that quote because it really brings to front the importance of music education and really beginning it from a very early age.
Absolutely wonderful. So is this new to the centre for 2023? Have you had a chance to sort of start rolling this out yet?
It is new to us. Last year, we were very, very fortunate that Panola Primary School, who is sort of next door to our centre, they were involved in the Song Room program and very kindly allowed us to bring our kindy children over to get some experience. That they got to meet Scott Maxwell, who's our teaching artist, and he's a bit of a rock star. Mm-hmm. He won an ARIA back in 2018, so we're loving having him on board. But we got a little bit of exposure to him last year through Panola Primary School, but this is the first year that we're able to be involved in the program as a centre ourselves, so we're really excited.
What response have you seen from the children so far with what you've been able to implement already?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, the children engage really deeply with Scott. I think having him come in and the skill set that he has, he's a really skilled teacher. And our educators are really enjoying watching him and learning from him. And everything that he's doing with the children has like a intent behind it, a learning intent behind it that our educators are learning from. So, we've loved having him there, and it's certainly benefiting our educators and, of course, the children as well.
Fantastic. It sounds like great fun for all involved. And as you say, what a great teacher to have to pick his brains as far as Scott goes. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kylie. Great to hear more about it, and all the best with the rest of the year ahead.
Great. Thanks so much, Selena.
That is Kylie Toll, who is the director at the McKay Children's Centre in Panola. It is one of the sites across the southeast where the Songroom program has expanded to this year. So between 2020 and 2022, five sites here in our region took part in this program: Melaleuca Park Primary, Millicent North, Mount Burr Primary, Panola Primary and Rendlesham Primary School have taken part in it. But this year it's expanded to 10 sites, including preschools. So aside from McKay Children's Centre, in 2023 also taking part in the Songroom is Beachport School and Preschool, Glencoe Kindy, Kangaroo and Area School, the Kingston Early Learning Centre, Millicent North Kindy, Millicent North School, Mulga Street Primary School, Panola Primary School and the Robe Soldiers Memorial Kindergarten. Sounds like everyone's going to have a great time with that and to be able to utilise the experience of Scott Maxwell, former music educator and the winner of the 2018 ARIA for Music Teacher of the Year. He's the current artist in residence.